Today is the 23rd. So you're in your platform. Listen, look.
Sixth grade teacher Cassandra Charles readies her English class for a discussion of the Taliban. They've been reading the autobiography of education advocate and Nobel laureate Malala Yousafzai. In the book, she discusses the Taliban attacking schools in her home country of Pakistan. Charles asks her students why they think the Taliban would target elementary schools.
Why start an elementary school? Why not take care of the upper school that Malala goes to? Tommy.
If they don't have their education at the beginning, they can't fight back when they're in middle school and they can't learn anything to help other people.
At the end of class, Charles asks her students to write up their thoughts on the discussion.
And what I want you to do is just give me 3 to 5 sentences. How do you think it went? Do you think you could have participated more? Did we hit all the important topics that we've read so far in this book? Okay? Are we good?
Yeah.
Go.
Each student flips open a small black laptop. The room fills with the sound of typing and chatter. The kids are part of a small pilot program here where every student gets his or her own laptop. They use software that helps them work at their own pace through their subjects while teachers keep an eye on their progress. Charles says it's made a big difference in the way she works with students.
I couldn't give the time to certain students. Like, you could at some point, and then after a certain amount of time, it was like, I have to move on, guys. I'm sorry. I have to move on.
Now Charles says she can give that time to the students who need extra help. It's the first year Del Sesto has used the program, using software developed by Facebook engineers. Other Providence schools are several years into similar programs. So far, Del Sesto sixth grader Antonio Vargas says he likes the program.
Because most people are just, like, depending on their teachers to do stuff for them. And then I like being independent because, like you're doing stuff for yourself and, like, you're learning by yourself. Like, you know what I mean, right?
Vargas is one of nearly 1,000 students at Del Sesto. It's a middle school that once held the dubious reputation as one of the worst in Providence.
It was a place where there was a lot of anger. The students were angry, the teachers were angry, the parents were very angry.
That's Principal Arzinia Gill. She arrived at Del Sesto 3 years ago. She says it was a time when teachers were leaving, faculty positions were hard to fill, and discipline was a problem. The middle school handed out more than 2,000 suspensions in 1 year. Now she says things are improving.
If you walk into the cafeteria now, you will see kids are moving trash barrels. They're helping each other. They're nice to each other. That is amazing. We never saw that before.
How'd they do it? Gill says it's a number of things. Among them, she's focused on improving relationships between students and teachers with something called personalized learning time. If that sounds like New Age education jargon, think of it as a sort of study hall where students have individual check-ins with their teachers. Gill says that's important because many students here struggle with more than just grades.
If I put a book in front of a kid and I say, "You read this," and this child saw something very traumatic just last week and was interviewed by the police, that is not going to happen, and that's common sense to me.
Now Gill has teachers like Cassandra Charles take time out of every school day to get to know her students personally. In her classroom, as other students work independently, Charles calls one student up to her desk to chat about her progress in various lessons.
Okay, so you did evaluating numbers, and then you did natural hazards and coordinate planes?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. All right.
After discussing academic issues, Charles asks her how things are going at home.
I have learned more about my students this year because of this allotted time than I have in my 11 years, you know, my 11 years. I am appreciative of the fact that they trust me enough, knowing right well that if it's an endangerment to them, I will go and tell somebody, but they trust me enough to come to me to say, I need help with this.
This may be one step to improving this school, but there's more work to do to get students on track academically. About 80% of students here are below grade level in at least one subject. Principal Gill says tools like the laptops will help. It's one of the reasons school officials are seeking $3.65 million in new funding for city education. They're also facing a funding cliff. Next year, state spending on the city's schools is expected to flatline, and federal money has fallen more than 50% since 2011. And school officials say that's going to make it difficult to educate the state's largest school district. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.